Well, since Dr. Leah, and it's our fault,
but, you
Dr.
Know,
Leah,
I
I'm going to give out the number again. It's 425-373-5527. Please give us a call. You're probably wondering
Can
where
I
we
tell
are.
You what she was going to chat about?
Well, let's do that if, you know, we...
She was going to
calling.
Chat about cinnamon.
What is she going to say about cinnamon?
Well, you use a lot at the holiday baking time, and we sometimes don't use it throughout the year, but did you know it can help regulate blood sugar?
Cinnamon?
And, yeah.
Oh, I just heard chamomile tea does that. Now,
no.
Cinnamon too?
And possibly also cardiovascular disease, pancreatic
cinnamon?
Disease, and Alzheimer's.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. So cinnamon has been used for decades to help regulate glucose levels by making insulin more effective.
Where are we going to put cinnamon?
Well,
what
you
do
put
we
it in everything.
Eat?
Do you know that we went to Tully's yesterday for a meeting and we had a cup of coffee. And you know, they have those flavorings up at the top.
Did you put cinnamon
I
in
put
it on
cinnamon.
Top?
Yeah,
yeah.
Put it on top
I put it into my coffee.
Well,
it's
what
good.
What else would you put it in?
Well, you put it in pies.
I'm not eating pie.
Well, you can sprinkle it when you make a beef stew or a stew, like when you make this pork and bean thing.
I could put cinnamon in there?
You could put some cinnamon in there.
Oh.
Yeah. So cinnamon is a very good flavor.
Cinnamon toast in the morning?
Cinnamon toast, that's right.
I used to love, but you have to put sugar
Mine.
Too.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No bread, just a little bit of butter or margarine or whatever.
So
and this
cinnamon.
Yeah.
She says use a half a teaspoon. Now listen to this.
Okay.
Use a half a teaspoon mixed in applesauce twice a day.
Oh. There's another great idea.
It's been found to help
applesauce.
Lower blood pressure as well. It was a great tip, Dr. Leah. Thank you.
Well, can we give out Dr. Leah's information?
Benny's got it right
there.
Oh,
yes, yes. You can contact her at Leah McNeil Naturopathic Clinic, and she's in Bellevue. It's 2025 112th Avenue Northeast. Phone number 425-452-9366. And we also have an ad running, too, in the next break.
Good. And I'm going to see Dr. Leah today because she's going to do my levels. You know, I like to have
that
done.
You need to find out about
where's my vitamin D? Where's my thyroid?
Right.
How am I doing with, what's the other thing that, the vitamin D and the thyroid? She just checks it all, and it's via a blood test. How simple is that?
Well, what she'll do when you go in there, she'll take your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to give me my physical.
Mm-hmm.
But what's wonderful now, this came out yesterday.
My hormones.
I think this is really, really important. And if you, and I know all of you that listen to me know I watch Oprah all the time. Oprah is on a new health kick again. Poor little thing.
I know. I feel
so sad
for her.
But what she was talking about?
Can we talk? Can we just break that for a minute? Can we talk about? You know, Oprah goes up. She's watched by billions. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Her life is an open. There's Dr. Leah. Her life is just an open book.
Why are you giving it to me? You're supposed to turn your cell phones off.
She's
you can't.
She's going to tell Dr. Hello.
Hey, hi, honey. We gave you had your wrong number. So call 425. 373-5527.
Don't mind us,
yeah,
audience.
Yeah, really.
That's
no big
Dr.
Deal.
Leah calling.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Leah.
Anyway, I want to say this woman has everything, okay? She's got money and talent, and her life, as we see it, is perfect, right?
Right.
And yet here she struggles with this weight, and she's tormented by it.
Oh, she is tormented by it.
So when does the time come when you finally go, you know what, I can't take it anymore?
But she can't. She's got health issues. When you can't weigh that much. You can't be 200
Nobody
pounds.
Can weigh that much. But I'm saying, when does she take a break and relieve herself of the pressure?
Well, that's what she's talking about, that more balance in her life will help that, I think. But one of the things that was being said yesterday is that she turned out she had a thyroid problem, went to four Western medicine doctors. None of them tested her thyroid. She finally, that's what was causing all of her heart palpitations, all of her ailments, which is what Dr. Leah does.
Mm-hmm.
Naturopathic doctors are the only ones, I swear to you, that are checking your thyroid.
Well, I want everybody to know it was Dr. Leah that came out with vitamin D, and then everybody else realized. I'm telling you, it was Dr. Leah who opened that.
It's really a big thing.
It was her.
And really, now, Dr. Leah, I know you're on air. I want you to listen. Rochelle's coming in to you today, and you do not let her not take her medication that you're going to tell, because she's going to tell you need vitamin D. She is.
She doesn't know yet. We have to take
her
blood first.
She will. She will
Let's
need
bring
it.
On Dr. Leah. Good morning. morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
We the actually, two of us are sparring already.
Well, I have to tell you, we actually, because of the fact that we typed your number wrong for poor Benny, I did. I'll take total responsibility. I must have, you know, exchanged
it doesn't matter,
a number.
But we chatted about
your... We talked about the cinnamon. On...
Cinnamon.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh, Dr. Leah, this is phenomenal.
We didn't know this. So, you know, you're saying that cinnamon will relieve blood pressure and what else?
Alzheimer's.
Blood pressure. Yeah, it can help with memory. It can help with blood sugar, which is actually probably the bigger thing that it does is the blood sugar factor.
Well, you know, I just heard, Dr. Leah, that chamomile tea was good for that.
For blood sugar?
Yes.
It is good for, well, I think it can help that. What I have honestly found chamomile tea to be more helpful for is ulcers in the stomach.
Really?
Is it really the chamomagelline, which is one of the flavonoids in chamomile, is really helpful for healing any mucous membrane lesions in the stomach, esophagus.
Oh,
very good for that.
Well, this doesn't sound like you need very much. You only need a half a teaspoon.
And I love that you can put it in applesauce.
That's a great way to take it, because taking it straight probably doesn't work that well.
Well, that's what I was saying to Rochelle.
I put it in my coffee yesterday, though.
But I think it's a good idea to, you know, put it in. I mean, it doesn't, like you were saying, we could put it in anything.
You can put it you can put it in a beef stew. You can put it on lamb. You can put Pam makes a pork and bean dish with tomatoes. It sounds absolutely fabulous.
I made it up, Dr. Leah, all healthy tomatoes.
And all you have to do is sprinkle a little, like a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon in this, and it would cook, because it cooks for 2 hours, so it'll cook in there. It's just, it's a great tip, Dr. Leah.
Oh, good.
Well, I had no idea that, you know, I love cinnamon. I had no idea. And so, and blood sugar is so important because it also keeps you from being hungry.
Yeah.
You know, if your blood sugar is stable, you know, it keeps you from getting hungry all the time. So, but what I was saying before we put you on is, you know, Rochelle is coming in and I know her vitamin D is going to be low and she's going to need that thyroid pill.
And who's the doctor?
And
I am her medical advocate, so you need...
Yes, I gave her permission.
She gave me permission, so what you have to do is you have to tell me, then I'll make sure.
So we'll have her on the phone while I'm seeing you.
Yeah. I did say to her, Dr. Leah, aren't you coming with me? She looked at me wide-eyed and said, why do I have to?
Because I do think this is so important, and what's really exciting is she, Rochelle, realizes it's time to have it checked again, and I think, don't you want to check your blood levels between, like, once a quarter, once every 6 months?
For vitamin D?
Yeah.
When I first start somebody on it, I check their levels in a month, and then again in depending on the dose I put them on, a month, and then about 3 months later, or 2 months after that, I mean, so about 1 or 3 months.
Because you want to see if it's
working.
Some people, their levels can go up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, though, it takes a while for them to creep up.
Yeah, and, well, I was going to... Now, she was in Phoenix, so she got a lot of sun.
Yeah.
So she's thinking her levels will be okay because she got a week of sun.
For the moment, they might be, but it's not lasting.
No, we know. We'll find out.
Yeah, so we'll...
I'm telling you that because she might forget.
Oh, yeah, conveniently, she might forget.
Speaking about forgetting things today.
Yeah. Well, we did give you a tip, and it is a fabulous, fabulous tip.
It is. It's fantastic.
So we want to say to everyone again, really, you know, a teaspoon of cinnamon a day is going to do a lot of good things for you. And this is so important. It's natural, and it tastes good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And you can get applesauce that's natural, or, you know, organic, and it doesn't have sugar added.
I know. And you're supposed to have an apple a day.
Yeah,
so,
it's perfect.
I mean,
I'll be out buying my applesauce.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Leah. We did give out all your information.
Why
so
don't you give it out again real quick?
Give it again, because Benny gave it out, and so your voice will change it up.
Oh, Benny's good.
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com and at chatwithwomen.com.
There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.